This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Buck, and our resident young person, Calvin, on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a couple more texts coming in. We were talking about, do you send food back at a restaurant if it's not good or it's the wrong thing? Or it just wasn't made to order. Sue from Franklin. I went with a good friend, Kristen. By the way, little Frankie's adorable. She's walking. She's talking. She's got teeth.
I don't like any of that. Okay.
She's so big. It would blow your mind. But we went out for dinner, and I had the worst broccoli cheese soup possibly on the planet. And I didn't send it back, and I should have. Sue from Franklin. I love soup. I always order it when we go out. The worst was an order of French onion that was so salty I couldn't eat it. And I love salt. It was bad, so I did send it back. Carmella, I'm like Jane. I never send food back. But hearing this, I might start, especially if it's soup. How do you mess up soup? Carmella, trust me, I can mess up soup.
I tried
to make cream of mushroom soup once, and it was gray. You know, food should never be gray.
You know, they just comes canned, right? You can buy cream of mushroom. You just dump
it
in.
It's not the same.
I know, but
it's
still.
It's just not the same. John from Madison, listening on WMDX, most good restaurants want you to send it back.
That's what I was saying before, is that if it's a chef, if it's a wait staff, a restaurant that's worth their salt, they want to know when they have not done well and they have not pleased their customers. So it behooves you to send it back, because then they're like,
should I send them an email now after the fact?
I would, honestly, I wouldn't be against the idea of you saying, hey, I'm not doing this to be a jerk, but I had your soup.
It was terrible.
It was not great. And
it was terrible. Yeah. I may be permanently
you're not
scarred.
Gonna do it. You're not permanently scarred, probably but you're not. Also not going to do it.
You're probably right about that. It is just about 11:54. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today it is the Bombs Away edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. A Politico headline reads, Polish general fired after missing anti-tank mines were found in IKEA.
The question is, which one? Was it in Poland or like Oak Creek?
No, there was an IKEA in Poland.
Oh.
The Polish defense minister dismissed a high-ranking general allegedly responsible for losing anti-tank mines that were eventually found in an IKEA warehouse. Major General Arthur Kipczynski said, we would like to inform you on January 9th by the decision of the Ministry of Defense that the head of the support inspectorate has been dismissed from his post. He was the head of the support inspectorate, which is supposed to manage logistics. The statement doesn't go into reasons on why they let him go, but local media linked it to the disappearance of anti-tank mines in June of 2024. So these anti-tank mines have apparently been floating around for a while. 2 years. Reports say soldiers didn't unload part of a train carrying over 1,000 tons of explosives, and the anti-tank mines continued to circulate around the country before they went missing. Officials became aware of the problem when the anti-tank mines were found sitting in the IKEA warehouse, at which point someone called the military to say, when are you going to come and get your mines?
Oh, those have been on back order for like 2 months now. Oh, my God.
Do I have to assemble that myself?
No, they have a service now where they'll come out. They'll deliver it and assemble.
We'll build your bomb.
Yeah, they'll charge you a little bit more, but it's really worth it when you have an expert doing it. So
they have an investigation was opened into this matter last year. It is currently ongoing. The guy who got dismissed has not immediately responded to comment.
Yeah, I would never respond to comment. What was it? Polish
general fired after missing anti-tank mines found in IKEA.
Polish general just sounds like a hot dog. Like I'll take a Polish general, please.
Like the chorizo. With,
yeah, exactly. But don't be surprised when you get your mines from IKEA. There's going to be little components left over. There will be screws and whatnot. Yeah,
that you
there's
don't always know where stuff it goes. Left.
Oh my gosh! But and the instructions, impossible.
But it comes with a side of meatballs. So it's,
and a little screwdriver.
It's all good.
There you go.
That wraps up today's episode of.
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing, by the way, that should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Coming up tomorrow, our colleague Jimmy Cuska is going to be joining us talking about some of the changes within high school sports.
Yes.
Lots of things going on there, and not everybody is happy about that. Jimmy Cuska joining us tomorrow at 10:33. I hope you can stick around for that. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News coming up next. Todd Alba, noon to 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwab, 6 to 8. Early mornings, Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 8 a.m. And then Earl Ingram from 8 to 10 a.m. Keep it right here on the Vast, statewide, countrywide. We're global on the app. Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.